USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Democratic debates last night on ABC covered many topics. One hot issue was on gun violence. Beto O'Rourke took 2 weeks off from campaigning after 22 people were killed in his hometown of El Paso. He was asked if he would eliminate assault rifles if elected.
Hell yes! We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
O'Rourke said as president, the government would buy back weapons he said are designed to kill people on the battlefield.
The high-impact, high-velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers.
Pacific Gas and Electric and a group of insurers have reached an $11 billion settlement to cover most of the claims from the 2017 and 2018 wildfires in California. That includes the fire that killed 86 people in the town of Paradise. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The China State News Agency has announced American soybeans and pork will be exempt from punitive tariffs. The development comes after concessions previously announced by President Trump on Chinese imports. Eddie Money has lost his battle with cancer. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Born Edward Joseph Mahoney in Brooklyn, his grandfather, father, and brother were NYPD cops. Money himself was an officer trainee for a year, but music came calling and he moved to California. After backing other artists for years, he became a hit with charting songs in the late 70s through the 80s like Take Me Home Tonight to Baby Hold On to this one. I've got earlier this year, Money disclosed he was battling stage 4 esophageal cancer. He lost his battle early Friday. Eddie Money was 70. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hard to believe it was 50 years ago today that the world was first introduced to a band of teenagers that solved crimes in their crazy hippie band with a talking Great Dane.
Where are you? We got some work to do now.
On September 13th, 1969, CBS premiered the animated comedy Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Fred, Daphne, Velma, Shaggy, and Scooby investigated an archaeologist's disappearance, and they faced off against a suit of armor. The show followed the sci-fi adventure series Johnny Quest, which was also produced by the Hanna-Barbera studio. The show coined many famous catchphrases, including Jinkies, Zoinks, and of course, Scooby Snacks. After 50 years, voice actor Frank Welker is still the voice of Fred. Hear the latest show on streaming service Boomerang's Scooby-Doo and Guess Who, which wraps up its first season September 19th. Happy 50th, Scooby-Doo! Israel is insisting that it did not spy on the White House. The Israeli government denies a report in Politico that its intelligence service planted cell phone monitoring devices near the White House complex. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has issued a statement labeling the report absolutely false. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.